Hi, my name is Mary Tharp. I have 4 degrees from UT Austin, BA in Spanish, French, and Political Science, BBA in Marketing, MBA, and my doctorate is in Marketing, International Business, and Latin American Studies. In 1966, I was studying for my BA, but I wasn't actually in summer school. I was in Austin because a friend of mine and I were going to drive that afternoon to San Antonio for a party. So I was at her dorm where I lived for 2 years too, the Mayfair House at 2000 Pearl Street. I was just about a junior. But just about the time we were getting ready to go out, a guy came running into the dorm and said, "Oh my God, there's someone shooting people from the tower." And everybody laughed and said, "Ah, sure." So we went outside to look. And sure enough, there were these puffs of smoke coming from the turrets that are on every side of the tower. And so we kind of changed our mind and decided not to drop her off at Littlefield Fountain, but to go back in and see what was going on. So by that time, they had the TV on in the dorm, and everybody, 200 people who lived there, we were all crowded around, of course, a small TV of regular size. And they had nonstop news. They broke into everything. And the first thing that came out that was kind of shocking was that they were saying, "We can't get the ambulances anywhere near campus because he can shoot even to the blood bank," which was located at that time at 32nd and Interstate in Interregional. So that was really kind of scary to us. And I must say, later on, we found out he actually shot someone right where we had all been standing. So all of that kind of came back to make it more frightening in a way after it happened than while it was happening, because there was just no information for a long time. The whole time, we didn't know how many people were there because he could go around each side of the tower and shoot from there and never be seen from below. So he was doing that. He was shooting south, west, east, etc. So it kind of was, for me, the first time two things have happened in this country. One was the idea of people getting on tall buildings and being able to hurt people from such a distance that you wouldn't even know what was coming, and that it hindered getting help to the people who had been shot. The second thing that I think was the first, for me at least, was the fact that he was a good guy. This was not somebody off the street. I mean, all we knew at the time, and for quite a while afterwards, was that he had been a Marine, he was an Eagle Scout, etc. There was an announcement that the Austin American Statesman would have a special edition out at 3 p.m. and it would have more information. So everybody was just dying for that. So we waited till 3 p.m. Well, actually, we went to the 7-Eleven at Rio Grande and 24th Street because we knew it was going to have the newspaper. And there was a huge line of people outside, no one talking. That's one of the most bizarre things. And I think it was partially related to the fact that you looked at everybody next to you and thought, that could be someone who would do this kind of thing. That part about him being a good guy and not knowing about the mental illness that he had was very terrifying. What were we thinking about? Mostly was just shock and awe. I think you describe it now. Not thinking about anything but how could this be happening? Where is this coming from? Who would do such a thing on a university campus? It was just bewildering. That's all I can say. We weren't thinking of anything else. We felt incredibly unsafe. We were terrified to get in the car. In fact, now that I'm remembering, I was driving, but my friend was down in the front seat floor because we were terrified about people being able to shoot from above. And the same thing happened the next day. We were out in San Antonio, and we kept looking at buildings with the idea that someone could be there. These things, if you're close to them, are not things that you get over very easily. Yeah. The top of buildings thing, I never forget. I've lived in New York, I've lived in London, various places, and I can't stop thinking about someone on the top of a building using that vantage point to hurt people. I think that's part of post-traumatic stress disorder, that you overreact and all those other incidents are like fresh again. And that was very horrifying. A really frightening event like that, you don't really know what it does. And often you think, oh, I'm over it. But some people have nightmares, some people just have flashes, etc., or certain sounds set them off. For me, it's about guns. Another thing that came out pretty soon afterwards was that he had a trunk that he had loaded on the UT Tower elevator with no one checking him. Unbelievable. And he had a whole bunch of equipment that he could have done much, much worse. Well, everybody who wasn't in Austin over the summer, which in those days, a lot of people didn't go to summer school, they went to work. Everybody wanted to know about it. And so you could not walk across the South Mall and West Mall without having other people you're walking with retell where were you when. So one of the stories I heard later on, the whole time I was worried about a guy who was a good friend of mine because I knew he'd been in class at the 11 o'clock class. And he worked his way between gunshots across campus to get to that 10-cent beer at Schultz's. I've always been fascinated with the tower. Unfortunately, it was also a magnet in those days for students who committed suicide. And there had been several of those. So the towers always had this magnetic effect that anywhere you are on campus, you know, you could almost always see it. And so it was a symbol of both the might of UT and kind of what makes me love UT Austin, but it was also this magnet for people who wanted to do themselves harm.